Welcome to 2024 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
The best option of a bad series of choices is going to be to hit something that is very important to the Iranians, but it is not something that strikes at the core of the regime or at the core of some of their capabilities.
Retired Lieutenant General Mark Hertling told CNN there are choices, most of them bad, for how the U.S. can respond to the drone strike that killed three service members Sunday. The Iranian-backed Iraqi militia that was likely behind the strike says it's suspending attacks on U.S. forces. President Joe Biden told reporters he's decided on a response, but wouldn't give details. Biden has been vocal about keeping the war in Gaza from becoming a wider conflict. Former U.N. Ambassador presidential candidate Nikki Haley took the opportunity to criticize what she calls Biden's inability to protect the country.
Why did it have to come to this? 165 strikes. Why was there a second strike? Why wasn't something done in the very beginning? And my husband's deployed. We expect America to protect them. And Joe Biden did not protect those soldiers.
Biden is expected in Michigan today, where many in the large and politically important Arab American community are enraged by his support for Israel. The president can expect a warm greeting by the United Auto Workers, but there were protests against him even at the union's endorsement rally last week.
This is your campaign. That same message has defined my presidency. I'm determined. No, here's what it did.
Some Michigan workers say they might not back Biden even if they think he's far better than former President Donald Trump. UAW President Sean Fain cited Biden standing on picket lines during last year's successful strike as decisive.
Joe Biden bet on the American worker while Donald Trump blamed the American worker. Our endorsements must be earned. Joe Biden has earned it.
A Delaware judge is voiding the $56 billion compensation package for Elon Musk, CEO of electric car maker Tesla. Ruling in a shareholder lawsuit, the judge called the largest such package in U.S. corporate history unfair. The company's share price fell 3% on the news. Missouri Senator Cori Bush says she is cooperating with Department of Justice investigations regarding her husband's employment as her private security. The progressive Democrat describes the charges as politically motivated.
Organizations have lodged baseless complaints against me, peddling notions that I have misused campaign funds to pay for personal security services. That simply is not true. I have complied with all applicable laws and house rules.
Hiring private security is permissible, and campaigns can pay family members who provide a bona fide service. Threats against members of Congress have soared since the January 6th insurrection. I'm Farah Siddiqui for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.